Dr. Tenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Friday, June 10th, 2016. Opposition parties and members of the public have condemned President Robert Mugabe for saying that he will deal with war veterans fighting for his succession the same way the government cracked down on dissidents in the 1980s, which resulted in the death of an estimated 20,000 people in the hands of the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. Five members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square, including Patson Zamara, the brother of abducted political activist Itai Zamara, have been granted $1,000 bail each for allegedly robbing some people in Harare. And the Warriors turned their attention to the COSAFA Castle Cup, hoping for a fifth record title after qualifying for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations finals with one game to spare. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about President Robert Mugabe's remarks that he will deal with war veterans who say there will be bloodshed in Zimbabwe if Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa does not become his successor, the same way his government cracked down on dissidents in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note we are live streaming on all our Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.